One person shipping content across multiple domains while sleeping. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 254. I'm here with Boone, and today we're talking about something that hits close to home. How to actually ship when you're drowning in projects.
Nick Lawson just published his Builder's Journal about running 8 orchestrator agents and 35 personas on OpenClaw. And Izzo, this isn't theoretical. He's got real output.
Published blog posts, infrastructure monitoring, smart home automation, all running autonomously. This is what I've been waiting for, agents that actually work in production.
What caught me is the architecture. He's not throwing GPT-4 at every task. He's got this 3-tier cost model that actually makes sense economically.
Walk me through that, because I've seen too many agent demos that would bankrupt you in a week.
Orchestrators run on Opus. These are the heavyweights making judgment calls about what to work on next, quality standards, when to escalate. Think staff engineers owning the roadmap.
Expensive but necessary for the decision-making layer.
Exactly. Then personas run on cheaper models, Sonnet for writing tasks, Haiku for lightweight formatting. These are contractors doing one job and disappearing.
So you're not burning through tokens having Claude Opus format LinkedIn posts.
Right, and here's what's clever. Each persona is just a markdown file. Role definition, constraints, output format. No code, no database schema.
That's brilliant from a maintenance perspective. Boone, what does one of these persona files actually look like?
He shares his tech editor persona. It's like 200 words of structured instructions. Preserve the author's voice, flag factual gaps, don't fix them, specific formatting preferences.
And it has timestamp lessons learned from experience. That's the kind of detail that makes this feel real, not just a demo.
The orchestrator layer is where it gets interesting, though. He's got TACITUS handling his entire home lab, Proxmox, Docker containers, Prometheus monitoring.
Wait, he doesn't SSH into his servers anymore? He just Slacks an agent?
That's what he claims. TACITUS owns infrastructure domain, runs health checks on schedule, escalates anomalies. Daedalus maintains a content pipeline, does topic discovery.
This is the agency piece that most agent systems miss. They react to prompts instead of proactively managing domains.
Exactly. Precog does anticipatory research, building an internal wiki of topics he'll want to dive into later. That's genuine force multiplication.
From a product angle, this solves the context switching problem that kills productivity for technical creators. Instead of juggling 8 different workflows, you delegate domains.
And the handoff mechanisms between agents. Daedalus spawns a tech editor persona, gets back edited content with notes, decides if it meets standards.
The workflow orchestration is the hard part. How's he handling that coordination layer?
That's where OpenClaw comes in. It's the runtime managing agent life cycles, memory persistence, scheduling. Think of it as the Kubernetes for agents.
Okay, but let's be honest. Is this actually working, or is it an expensive hobby that produces mediocre content?
He's been running this long enough for it to break in interesting ways. The lessons learned in those persona files, the cost optimization strategies, this feels like production hardening.
And he went from 30 agents that didn't work to 8 orchestrators that do. That evolution tells me he's solving real problems, not just adding complexity.
The domain ownership model is solid engineering. Each orchestrator has genuine agency within its scope, clear interfaces with others.
I'm giving this a solid A-. The architecture makes sense, the economics work, and he's shipping real output. What would you build first? Honestly, I'd start with infrastructure monitoring. Having an agent that actually understands my home lab setup and can troubleshoot issues while I sleep, that's immediately valuable. For our listeners who want to try this, Boone, what's the concrete next step? Install OpenClaw, set up a simple orchestrator for one domain you actually